What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Fesco and Dusty in the morning here on 96.5 The Fan. Obviously, I think it goes without saying the context clues of this voice will tell you that no Fesco, no Dusty this morning, no Mac either, at least not right now. Labor Day, so the guys are off. So Logan Weber in here with you alongside my producer for this morning's show, Nathan Williams. I say no Mac for now. We've got an interesting schedule of events today. So it's going to be me and Nathan this morning here from 6 to 10. From 10 to 2, the producers are going to be in the host chair. So you've got Mac and Drew from, of course, Mac produces this show every morning, and Drew is normally the producer for Cody and Gold. They are going to be hosting the show midday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with JT Noah, who's going to be producing the show for the guys. And then this afternoon from 2 to 6, Carrington and Rob are off today. So it's going to be Bink and Chris Unocero are going to be hosting the program from 2 to 6. And Jackson Ogden is going to be the producer. So we've got a revolving door, or I should say musical chairs of sorts with today's program. But couldn't be more excited to be with you guys this morning. So much to get to. Obviously, big news of the day today. We have Kansas City Chiefs regular season football this week, folks. Everybody collectively get out of your chairs. Yes, it's 6 o'clock in the morning. You're probably still waking up. But I think we can all agree that we can be excited that we have Chiefs football coming up this week. And we don't have to wait till Sunday either. It's coming up Friday night. Sao Paulo, Brazil, the Chiefs taking on the rival Los Angeles Chargers. We will absolutely be breaking down that matchup. Looking at the Chargers roster, the Chiefs roster, because there are some interesting news and notes surrounding them. We've got news about the Kansas City Chiefs, some of it good, some of it bad, that we'll discuss from over the weekend. Royals off today, but they'll be back in action tomorrow in Kauffman against the Angels after a 5-0 loss yesterday. Another gem by Tariq Skubal. We'll give our thoughts on that. It's expansion day in Major League Baseball. We have the expanded rosters from the normal 26-man active roster to 28, and the Royals have already said who those guys are going to be. One of them, of course, we know well, One we know well for a completely different reason. We'll get to that a little bit later on. We'll also talk at length about some college football coming up on the program as well. But let's kick things off with the Kansas City Chiefs. Friday night, Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Chiefs do not have the honor of kicking off, quote unquote, the NFL season this year because they did not win the Super Bowl. But as the runner-up, I guess they get the second game of the NFL regular season slate. 7 o'clock kick. This one is going to be interesting. I need to really get into the weeds of the broadcasting of this game. I imagine because we're in the Kansas City market that local affiliates will still be carrying the game. But the majority of people who want to watch the Chiefs-Chargers game on Friday will do so on YouTube. Yes, you heard me correctly. YouTube is going to be the primary video broadcast of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be an NFL stream on YouTube. So it's not like it's going to be only on YouTube TV or anything like that. Although, if you have YouTube TV, that could be somewhat problematic from what I've heard, because there is a dispute happening between the NFL and YouTube. But regardless, I still think that if you're in the Kansas City market, you're likely to find the game on a local affiliate that carries the game. If not, guess what? Tune in right here. 96.5 The Fan. We are the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll be broadcasting all of their games exclusively here in Kansas City all season long. Can't wait to bring it to you. Of course, last year we were sort of split with us and 106.5 The Wolf during the transition. But this year, all Chiefs radio games. If you want to listen to Mitch and Danan and Josh Briscoe, of course, who's the new pre and post game host for the Chiefs, along with Klingler on the sideline, you can only hear that on 96.5 The Fan here in the Kansas City market. Right now, the spread, according to ESPN Bet, has the Chiefs at 3.5-point favorites. That's where it opened. Will that change? Potentially. We do have, of course, some injury news for the Kansas City Chiefs. It was a good news, bad news situation over the weekend on the injury front regarding Chiefs wide receivers. Obviously, we already know the 6-game suspension for Rashee Rice. He won't be available. Also, sounds increasingly likely that Jalen Royals will not be available for the game coming up on Friday. He's been nursing an injury, and over the weekend, it was announced that he was unlikely to play week one against the Chargers. So without him, without Rashee Rice, a lot of pressure now gets put on some of the other guys, including obviously Xavier Worthy, as well as Hollywood Brown. Of course, Hollywood Brown had that ankle injury during the preseason where he was carted off the field. He did not participate in any of the preseason games whatsoever, but he did practice yesterday. Andy Reid said that he will be, quote, just fine, should be fine for week one, despite the fact that he did not play at all during the preseason. Andy Reid stated, quote, he's a veteran guy. If he was younger, I'd be more worried about it, but he's a veteran guy that kind of knows how to go about it. He should be fine. Great. And I think that that's a huge key for the Kansas City Chiefs. Yes, because Rashee's out and because Jalen Royals likely isn't going to play either. But also because I'm interested to see how Hollywood Brown interacts within this offense in year two. You know, last year, the Chiefs brought him in free agency, and he went through quite a bit of the offseason stuff, and obviously, you know, training camp and the preseason, but his preseason was cut short, just like it was this year. But he's had the full offseason, really, I think, for the mental side of the game, I would say. You know, he's got a much better grasp of the offense now, which I think is going to be a huge boon for him, and with Rashee Rice being out, I think he's going to feel that he's needed, you know, not just wanted in this offense, which he definitely is, but now needed more so in this offense. What it looks like beyond the two most evident players in this Chiefs wide receiver room with Xavier Worthy and now Hollywood Brown with Rashee and Jalen Royals being out. Okay, who becomes the number three guy? Who becomes the number four guy? Well, I think this tells us all we need to know about the Kansas City Chiefs keeping eight wide receivers on the roster, right? A lot of people, including myself, assumed that it was because of the inevitability of the Rashee Rice suspension. And that's why the Chiefs took eight wide receivers. I think now we're seeing that it has a great deal to do with not only Rashee's situation, but Hollywood's been banged up. And as even though he should be fine, it doesn't hurt to have another weapon. Now it sounds like Jalen Royals unlikely to play. You need more bodies. So by keeping Brownlee and Nico Remigio and Tyquan Thornton, you know, I really thought that they would take maybe Thornton and not the other two. But the fact that they kept all three of those guys, I think should have been an indication that they didn't feel overly confident in Jalen Royals' availability in this game on Friday. Looking at the way it shapes up now, Juju Smith-Schuster kind of seamlessly slides into that wide receiver three role. I see him more on the outside, most definitely, while it allows you to push Hollywood or Xavier Worthy inside in more of a slot position. I would venture to say that's more than likely going to be Hollywood Brown, because Xavier Worthy, I think he can be an inside or outside receiver, especially in this Chiefs offense. It definitely tells me that you're going to see a lot of two tight end sets, maybe more so than was even initially intended for the Kansas City Chiefs on Friday. Obviously, they believe in Noah Gray as that number two tight end. And when you have Travis Kelce, the best tight end to ever play in the league, that's goes without saying. But with the injury to Royals, with Rashee on suspension, I think a lot more two tight end sets will be the norm with this Kansas City Chiefs team. I also think that goes hand in hand with the fact that Carson Steele didn't make this 53-man roster. I did find that interesting. You know, a couple weeks ago, myself and Julio Sanchez on After Hours a couple Thursday nights ago, we kind of went through and were making our predictions on the 53-man roster. I was 51 for 53. One of the two that I missed was Carson Steele. I thought with them listing him as a fullback that maybe Andy Reid would kind of revert back to his offenses of old, whether that's in Kansas City or even his time in Philadelphia, where he did utilize a fullback, right? I mean, we remember what Anthony Sherman looked like in this Chiefs offense during the Andy Reid tenure. But no Carson Steele, which I think, again, tells you there's going to be a lot of two tight end sets, maybe even some three tight end sets with this Kansas City Chiefs team. Of course, over the weekend, with some of the injury issues that the Chiefs are having right now, they announced that Robert Tonyan wasn't on the initial 53-man active roster, but with the injuries, they had open spots. So Robert Tonyan on the team, giving the Chiefs four tight ends. According to ESPN, Tonyan is listed as the number four tight end, a surprise to me because I thought he had a pretty good preseason. I think it tells you that the Chiefs have some belief in what Jared Wiley can bring to the table, the second-year player out of TCU who showed flashes last year during rookie minicamp and OTAs and training camp before he inevitably went down with an injury. But he's a big body. The other bit of news with the Kansas City Chiefs, and this, again, I hate to be the guy that brings you bad news, but it can't always be all good with the Chiefs. And who knows how bad this is actually going to be, because I think there's a silver lining in it for Chiefs fans. It was announced yesterday after practice via Trent McDuffie that he and the Kansas City Chiefs have now failed to reach an extension. So it sounds as though McDuffie is come to grips with the fact that he will be playing this season on the final year of his rookie deal, the fourth year, I should say, because he does have the fifth year player option or team option on McDuffie. Of course, both sides, I think, were hoping to get some kind of a deal done, But in reading this, you know, in following this situation, one thing that I think has been underreported, I would say, about a possible Trent McDuffie extension, if the Kansas City Chiefs were to sign, would have signed Trent McDuffie, they would have had to pay him more than the Jets paid Sauce Gardner. And I know that that's an uncomfortable conversation for some, and I'm not sitting here at all saying that Trent McDuffie doesn't deserve to make a ton of money, because he does. And not, I'm not saying that Trent McDuffie is not an all-pro corner, because he is. But I can't really get behind the possibility of paying Trent McDuffie more than what Sauce Gardner's making. For reference, Sauce Gardner this offseason, I think it was back in July, signed a four-year deal worth $120.4 million. $120.4 over 4 years, including over $85.5 million of that $120 fully guaranteed. In order for the Chiefs to have signed them, signed McDuffie this offseason, their deal would have needed to exceed the terms of Gardner's contract, which would have made McDuffie the league's highest paid corner and the highest paid corner in league history. Is Trent McDuffie worthy? That's a bad way of phrasing it. For the Kansas City Chiefs, does it make sense for them to make Trent McDuffie the highest paid cornerback in the history of this league? With all the other things that they've done, it still kind of surprises me that they were able to, I mean, that they came to a deal with Karlaftis before Trent McDuffie. Doesn't, you know, surprising maybe isn't the operative phrase there, because of course Karlaftis is going to be cheaper than Trent McDuffie, so it was probably a little easier to negotiate that contract. I really thought that McDuffie would be sort of the priority over Karlaftis in that draft class. But if you were able to get a deal done, you know, relatively without bloodshed when it came to Karlaftis, it made sense to do that. I can't help but look across the league, right, at Derek Stingley of the Texans, at Pat Surtain, who just won Defensive Player of the Year, at Sauce Gardner, as guys that are probably, if you were to talk to most NFL fans, and that includes Chiefs fans, I would say, I am one, you would probably put those guys at or above Trent McDuffie on a list of the best corners in this league. Yeah, I would say Stingley and Surtain especially. You know, Sauce Gardner, you can have that conversation. He kind of burst onto the scene as a rookie, and he's kind of, you know, I don't want to say fallen off, but he hasn't been as spectacular as he was his rookie year. I don't know. This leads to a very interesting standoff that will be coming up presumably next offseason. You know, the Chiefs did already exercise the fifth-year option on McDuffie's deal, so he will make $13.6 million guaranteed next year. So, I mean, the Chiefs, you know, you still have another offseason to make this thing happen. It's not like he's going to become an unrestricted free agent at the end of this year. He's still under contract with Kansas City for 2 years. You know, McDuffie in late July said he loved being a Chief and that he knows the contract stuff will come. I don't know. I'm not going to try to read into this too much, because I think that both sides, Trent McDuffie and the Chiefs organization, want to get a deal done. I think McDuffie wants to be a Kansas City Chief. Why wouldn't you want to be a Kansas City Chief? I'm just curious about what the money of it's going to look like. And if the money this offseason would have been pay him more than the Jets paid Sauce Gardner, I'm not sure it made sense for the Kansas City Chiefs.
At first, I think you and I were about to disagree. But so your position is, not this offseason. Wait and see what the money looks like next offseason, what the market looks like, and then how that can fit into the cap as well with McDuffie? Or your position is, let him walk, tag and trade?
No, I am not of the opinion that you let him walk or gotcha. Tag and trade him. No, that wouldn't surprise me, to be honest, because that's kind of the trend of Brett Veach during his tenure in Kansas City. Right. I mean, shortly after he took over as the general manager, that was the trading away of Marcus Peters, you know, letting L'Jarius Sneed go. Now, both of those deals in hindsight paid major dividends to the Kansas City Chiefs. It helped them build what they have today. It's just, you can't help but look at the trend of it and say, you know, traditionally Brett Veach hasn't put a ton of capital into either free agent signings, sure, of cornerbacks or retaining cornerbacks or defensive backs for that matter. You know, he had Tyrann Mathieu on the major deal and then eventually let Tyrann Mathieu walk. He let Justin Reed walk this past offseason. I think Trent McDuffie is a different beast than any of those guys, right? Marcus Peters was great in what he did. You know, he was a good cover corner, a good press corner, but he was a gambler, right? He took chances. He generated a ton of interceptions, but he also gave up a ton of big plays because he was a ball hawk. He was constantly playing the ball rather than the man, and that led to some issues, right? L'Jarius Sneed was a great press corner. He was great in zone coverage, right? Man-to-man, it was good and bad at times. That's typical of being a man corner. His whole situation was an injury concern, right? And he ends up in Tennessee, and that whole thing kind of really, I think, worked out for the Kansas City Chiefs for the better. Trent McDuffie, I think, is very different in that he does seemingly everything a corner is supposed to do extremely well. I mean, he's the only corner in the past 15 years of professional football to be named an All-Pro as an outside corner and as a slot corner. I don't think people realize how difficult that is to do. I mean, I only played corner as a high school kid, so I can't really speak on that, but I played slot corner. I played outside corner. It's a completely different position. I mean, it's so different. The guys you're guarding are so much different. As a slot corner, there is a certain level of expectation on you to compete in the box, to be a reliable and a willing tackler at times. And for him to be able to be that kind of guy and go against, you know, smaller, maybe more agile, quicker receivers, and then to go outside and have to play against bigger bodies, guys that are maybe, you know, maybe not as quick side to side, but burners, right? Typically outside receivers kind of have more speed in a sense, or straight line speed. That's incredibly hard to do. And I think the biggest thing, the biggest calling card of Trent McDuffie versus some of the guys that we just mentioned, I know it's a cliche, but it's always said in sports, right? The best ability is availability. How durable Trent McDuffie has been through the early part of his career has been astonishing. Right. I mean, 4 seasons, the guy's played, I think, nearly 1,000 defensive snaps, which is extraordinary. Yeah. In 4 years in the NFL, McDuffie, or 3 years going into his fourth year, he's played 996 defensive snaps. Of that 996 snaps, 63.5%, this according to ESPN, of those snaps, he was lined up 3 yards or less from an opposing receiver, meaning he's in a press coverage line, you know, position nearly 2/3 of the time. To be that durable when you are making that, you know, on a play-by-play basis, you're jamming, you're getting outside contained, you're tackling, his ability to force fumbles and all those things, pretty extraordinary. He's got the second highest press man coverage rate of any defender with at least 250 snaps on the perimeter over the past 7 seasons. That's how often he's lined up in press coverage, and he's never missed a game, never really missed a meaningful snap, which is impressive.
It is. Yeah. No, that versatility as well as that durability is what I think puts him in the conversation for number two in the league in that Derek Stingley ilk. I'm with you that Surtain is probably head and shoulders above the rest, and I don't think Sauce Gardner's in that conversation. But I would also say that those attributes, as well as the fact that he was picked where he was in the draft, shows that he is not the regular Brett Veach mold for a cornerback or a safety. And his trajectory appears to be different than how Brett Veach has treated that position in the past. So, yeah, I kind of thought you were leading at a conclusion to where they should not pay him. I believe they should. I'm not surprised that it did not happen this offseason. And I know that this conversation about Brett Veach and the secondary will absolutely kick into high gear next offseason. I'll be team pay Trent McDuffie. And, you know, I'm surprised as well, like you were, that Karlaftis sort of came first. But I think that Trent McDuffie is the one that breaks that pattern for Brett Veach in the cornerback room.
I would agree. According to ESPN, we'll take a break here in just a bit. This was an article back in July from Jeremy Fowler. He has McDuffie as the fourth best corner in the National Football League. The obvious, you know, top two, Pat Surtain is number one on the list. Derek Stingley Jr., number two. He put Denzel Ward at three. Well, I guess I shouldn't say the article was written by Jeremy Fowler, but this was when this was when ESPN did their like surveys, league executive coaches, scouts, and others. So it wasn't Fowler's list. It was an NFL ESPN collective that did this. I'm a little bit surprised. I mean, Denzel Ward's a great player. I'm a little bit surprised to see him above McDuffie on the list, but you know, the concern surrounding McDuffie, and it's written in the article and we've known it for a long time. He doesn't have outstanding size for the position, right? At 5'11", under 195 pounds, he's always going to be giving up something in terms of whether it's height or weight or both in a lot of situations. But he's so good that he's able to kind of play above his height and weight, which is pretty extraordinary. 913-586-7965 is our number. Again, a happy Labor Day to all. No Dusty, no Bob, no Mac on this show this morning. Mac will be on Cody and Gold during the midday, hosting with Drew. Here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Kansas City Chiefs football is back. Friday night, Sao Paulo, Brazil, against the Los Angeles Chargers. One of their biggest rivals, of course, an interdivision team. A team that, for absolutely no reason whatsoever, with zero evidence to back it up, is always a trendy pick by the national media to win the AFC West instead of the Chiefs. I have my beef with certain like national media people. Colin Cowherd is maybe chief among them. I mean, Skip Bayless is in a league of his own, if I'm being honest. But I have been a hater's probably a strong way to put it. I have been a detractor of Colin Cowherd for a very, very long time. And that goes back to, God, that would have been 2015.
Can I at least say that I appreciate the game when it comes to Colin Cowherd more than a guy like Skip Bayless or Stephen A? Like, I feel like Colin Cowherd at least built a career on solid takes, integrity, fact-based information, and it's so clear when he's trying to get engagement. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Oh, now, for
he's
sure.
He's guilty of it, just like any of the national media is. But I find him more palatable, at least, than some of the talking heads out there.
Yes, I would say more him. I can stomach him a little bit better than I can Skip or Stephen A, because I think that Colin Cowherd, like, even when he doesn't believe it, I think that he carries himself in a way that makes it believable. Like, I'm sorry, but when Skip Bayless is going on tirades about LeBron James, I don't believe a word you're saying, because you don't make it. I mean, he's getting way over the top, and he's yelling, and the gestures and all the things. Right? Stephen A's the same way. I'm like, you're overdoing it to try to sell the lie that you're peddling right now, and it just doesn't work, right? And that's, you know, I can't hate on other people in the business, you know, like Mark Schlereth, for example. This was back a few months ago where he was talking about, you know, the Chiefs aren't going to win the division and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, hey, listen, I disagree with him. I do. And I think he's wrong. But I can't fault Schlereth for saying that and feeling that way, because he believes it, because he actually has real guttural hatred for the Kansas City Chiefs, because he's a Broncos guy, right? I mean, like, I can at least respect some of that, right? But, you know, I'm just probably biased. My whole thing with Colin Cowherd dates back, you know, 10 years ago because I'm an Iowa football fan, and don't worry, we'll talk some college football a little bit later on. That year, 2015, Iowa went undefeated in the regular season. They went 12-0. And Colin started calling Iowa, and it caught on. It was very trendy on social media. He called Iowa the fake ID of college football. Was he right? Yes, but that's not the point, okay? That's not the point. We were literally 40 seconds away from making the college football playoff, where we would have lost by 40 to Alabama. But we lost that game. We ended up in the Rose Bowl, where we lost by 40 to Stanford, and a guy playing running back named Christian McCaffrey, who absolutely torched my Hawkeyes for four quarters. I think it was 45-16 was the final score or something like that. And it wasn't that close. He took a punt to the barn like 3 minutes into the game. And I was like, oh, we're in trouble. This is not going to go well. Back to the subject at hand. Chiefs, Chargers. I do not see the Chargers winning the AFC West over the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm sorry. I don't see it. Yes, they've done some very intriguing things. They got better from last year in some ways. You know, I think that they are doing a much better job of trying to surround Justin Herbert with reliable weapons. You know, going out and bringing Keenan Allen back to Los Angeles. What he'll look like in a Chargers uniform at age 33, it's anybody's guess, right? But, you know, even last year in Chicago, which was the lowest year of productivity that he has had since 2016, when he got hurt in the first game of the year and missed the entire season, he still, in 15 games, had 70 catches for 744 yards and 7 receiving touchdowns. If he's healthy, if Keenan Allen's the kind of guy that can, if he can do that in Los Angeles, when you have Ladd McConkey as his sort of running mate at the top of the wide receiver room, with Quentin Johnston as kind of your de facto wide receiver 3, as you just hope and desperately wait for him to sort of figure it out. I will say he got much better as a goal line, you know, red zone receiver at 8 touchdowns receiving last year on only 55 catches. The fact that he had 55 catches on 91 targets is kind of concerning. You know, a 60% catch rate roughly between receptions and targets is not great. But if Quentin Johnston's your wide receiver 3, I think the Chargers are in a really good spot. And we know, based on who the head coach is in Jim Harbaugh and what they've done this offseason, Chargers are going to run the football. You know, picking up Najee Harris in free agency, which is Najee Harris going to play? I don't know. He's on the active roster. Right, they moved him to the reserve non-football injury list last week. I don't know if he'll play, but unfortunately, they went out and got my favorite player in last year's draft, in Amarion Hampton. I talked about him relentlessly, and I really thought like he would fall to the Chiefs. I was like, hey, you know, if the Broncos don't take a running back at 21, I think was what they had. They were back-to-back. I was like, I think Amarion Hampton could fall to the Chiefs at 31. No, I had no inclination that the Chargers were going to take Amarion Hampton. I was like, they signed Najee Harris.
Yeah, I didn't either. I had mocked him to the Broncos, and you were on the leader of the Amarion Hampton bandwagon for the Chiefs. I think everyone did not realize how early he was going to go, and kind of thought that just passed off your Amarion Hampton takes, but the league for a long time had him in that high of regard. And I think the Chargers are absolutely, like you said, in that Harbaugh system that they're going to run the ball. I think they've got their guy.
Oh, 100%. I mean, they've got 3 running backs on the roster. The Chargers do. Amarion Hampton, 6'2", 220. Hassan Haskins, 6'2", 228. And Najee Harris, 6'1", 242. Along, of course, with their fullback, Scott Matlock, who is 6'4", 296. You got a defensive end playing fullback. They're going to tote the rock. I mean, that's what they want to do, right? They want to use Justin Herbert in a similar system to what you can. I mean, honestly, you can compare it a lot to what he did at the University of Oregon under Dan Lanning, where it's a lot of RPO stuff, right? Herbert reads, he has the option to either give it, throw it, you know, a quick pass, or he can keep it himself, which I think really, really plays well to his strengths and what he does well offensively. They, you know, made some moves at the tight end position. They brought in Tyler Conklin from the Jets. Is he a 1,000-yard receiving tight end? No, not by any means, but, you know, he's a guy that over the past 4 years, his last year in Minnesota and his 3 years with the Jets, averaged around 56, 57 receptions per year, 61, 58, 61, 51. If that's, you know, if you're getting 50 grabs a year from him, you're getting, you know, maybe a bit of an improvement out of Quentin Johnston, and he's a 60 reception guy. Ladd McConkey's the kind of dude, he's going to get his. I mean, he shocked the hell out of me last year with the Chargers. He really did. And He's obviously the number one option. You know, after an 82 catch season last year, I think 90 to 100 is probably in his wheelhouse with other options around him now. Keenan Allen catches 70 passes. The Chargers could be pretty good. My biggest question with the Los Angeles Chargers, what does the defense look like? Because I honestly, I think this is the worst defense in the AFC West. And I'll get more into that conversation when we come back. Lots more coming up on Fesco and Dusty. We're going to talk Kansas City Royals. We're going to talk the expansion coming up, September call-ups in Major League Baseball, as well as some college football conversation, all that and more here on 96.5 The Fan. Logan Weber alongside Nathan Williams, your home for Kansas City sports.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Fesco and Dusty here on this Labor Day morning, September 1st. Bob, Dusty off today. Logan Weber and Nathan Williams filling in here. Mac is also not doing the show this morning. He'll be hosting Cody and Gold here coming up in about 3 hours with Drew, normal producer of the show. So they're going to be hosting the midday. And Chris Unocero and Jay Binkley will be hosting the drive this afternoon for Carrington. So we have got a bullpen day for you here on your home for Kansas City sports, 96.5 The Fan. Talking Kansas City Chiefs football, and we'll be sure to do so a little bit later on in the show. Kind of just been breaking down the Los Angeles Chargers. And we talked about the offense. You know, I think they've done some pretty good things offensively, bringing back Keenan Allen to take some pressure maybe off of Quentin Johnston and Ladd McConkey, picking up two running backs in Najee Harris, who will he be available on Friday? I'm not sure, with the eye thing dating back to the 4th of July. But they got Amarion Hampton, who I think is going to be a phenomenal player in this league. They, you know, did some things on the offensive line, namely bringing in Mekhi Becton from the Philadelphia Eagles, but they are going to be without Rashad Slater for the entirety of the season. So Joe Alt will be moving over to the left tackle spot. Sounds like Austin DeCoulis is going to be the right tackle for this Chargers team, or possibly even Trey Pipkins. Defensively, though, I don't see a ton of improvement by the Chargers. You know, I mean, for a team that was excellent defensively last year, I don't know. I mean, you let Joey Bosa go, which, if we're being honest, was probably a smart move on their part. He was eating up a lot of salary cap. You know, they needed to offload some of that. And for a guy that was hurt quite a bit, right? They had the number one scoring defense in the NFL last year. But, you know, Joey Bosa out. Yeah, Khalil Mack had kind of a resurgent year a little bit. 6 sacks for him, but he's 34 years old. You know, Denzel Perryman kind of took a step back. But they had some guys really step forward in big ways, right? Namely, Diane Henley, who burst onto the scene last year, had close to 150 tackles this past season. They've got two pretty solid corners in Tarheeb Steele and Elijah Molden. They picked up Nico Reed from Oregon, a rookie. This Chargers team is maybe, to me, the biggest enigma in the AFC West. Right? I think the Chiefs are still the Chiefs. That kind of goes without saying, right? Not to steal a phrase out of the Pat McAfee book there, but it's true. The Chiefs are the Chiefs. They always have been. And as long as in my belief that Mahomes and Andy Reid are running the show, that's what they always will be. The Broncos, I think they got better. I really like the way that this Broncos team looks. Biggest hurdle, I think, for Denver is going to be the other three teams in the division and year two for Bo Nix. It's just it's a common fact of NFL life that quarterbacks who have great rookie years have a little bit of that sophomore slump. I direct your attention to C.J. Stroud and the Houston Texans this past season compared to what C.J. did as a rookie, where he put together, at the time, arguably the best rookie season by a quarterback in NFL history. And then he ended up being showed up by what Jaden Daniels and even Bo Nix did a season ago. So what can he do in year two now that teams have a full season of film under their belts when it comes to him? And then you've got the Raiders, who have really kind of, I mean, they've redone a lot of what that roster looked like, right? You bring in a new head coach in Pete Carroll, bring over a proven starting quarterback in this league in Geno Smith, rather than the revolving door of Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell and Desmond Ridder that they had last year, along with Ashton Jeanty, who I think will be a tremendous fit for this offense. I mean, the way that he runs the football, going through the draft process last year, he has some Marshawn Lynch in his game. And we saw how well he flourished under a Pete Carroll system. I think it goes together really, really well. Right, the Raiders brought in Amari Cooper. They brought him back to the team. You still have Brock Bowers, Michael Mayer from Notre Dame, who was a really, really hot commodity coming out 2 years ago from the Fighting Irish, but it hasn't all the way clicked for him yet. Had 21 catches last year, only played in 11 games, but the talent is obviously there for the Raiders. Are they going to be able to hold on to Jacoby Myers? What's going on with that situation, right? He requested a trade a week ago. Unfortunately, shortly after I drafted him in a fantasy football league, which you always hate.
I mean, Myers was a PPR god last year.
Just consistent.
For a lot
dude.
Of fantasy football teams.
Yeah. I mean, never a guy that's going to like overly wow you. You know, he's not going to have a day where he catches 13 passes for 220 yards and three touchdowns or anything, but the guy just consistently does his thing week after week after week. And yeah, he has those big boom games. I think last year against the Broncos, he had like a double digit reception game, but
he's the reason that Aiden O'Connell got down the field in that Black Friday game here at Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah, no question. The biggest knock against Jacoby Myers is that he doesn't catch a lot of touchdown passes at all. I mean, he had 8 2 years ago for the Raiders, but last year he had 87 catches for 1,000 yards and had 4 touchdowns. Can't help when you've got a dog like Brock Bowers sitting there as your primary red zone goal line target.
The AFC West is interesting. You've got, I think, 3 teams that are going to end up in the similar position in the standings at the end of the season. It would not surprise me if all 3 are in that 8 to 10 or maybe 11 on the high end win range. They all have great traits with flaws. I think the Broncos probably have the best roster on paper with that defense, but I think they're limited with what their quarterback can do. I think the Raiders are limited on the outside, both at wide receiver and cornerback. I think they have significant weaknesses there in their roster, but I can't tell you how much I think people are underselling the Raiders' improvement at head coach and quarterback, except for C-Dot. He says it every day on the drive, but to go from Antonio Pierce and I think it was Jimmy Garoppolo at the start of last season to Geno Smith and Pete Carroll, people are truly underselling that. And with the Chargers, people also think that they are, you know, again, they're that hot commodity, like you mentioned, at the start of every season. I don't think I did not understand that defense's success last year. Defense is also cyclical. And I look at the names on paper and I think that I don't see them replicating that with the Rashawn Slater injury as well. I know that you've got Alt to kick over. And then the right side of that line is maybe going to be okay, because they brought in Mekhi Becton, who was, you know, rejuvenated his career with Philly. At the right guard spot. I think without that Slater injury, though, I'd be saying this is the MVP year for Justin Herbert. I'd be banging the drum for Justin Herbert. So I think all of these teams have great traits, but also significant flaws. I think they're all teams that could get into the dance and put a scare into somebody in the first round, but probably don't have a much higher ceiling than that. But I don't think they have very low floors either. And I think I could be sold on any variation of those 3 teams at 2 through 4 in the AFC West.
Yeah, to go one step further, I completely agree with you on I was having trouble understanding why the Chargers defense had as much success as they did last year. It has, in my opinion, a lot to do with the schedule that they had a season ago. You play Vegas twice. Obviously, that's going to help your defense quite a bit, because that offense didn't, outside of Brock Bowers and Jacoby Myers, they didn't have a lot going for themselves. They played in that season, Raiders twice. They played Carolina, a bad Pittsburgh team, bad offensive Pittsburgh team. Of course, yeah, they played the Chiefs twice and they played the Broncos twice. They also played the Cardinals without Kyler Murray. They played the Saints, Cleveland, which I believe at that point, Cleveland was already down to QB3 or QB4. They played a really bad Tennessee team. They had the number 1 overall pick. That's evident. Atlanta, this was before they made the move to Michael Penix. And New England. But you look at the teams that they played against that were playoff teams, that were good offensive football teams. Okay, week 4 against Kansas City, they gave up 17 points. That's a good defensive day. They gave up 16 against the Broncos in week 6. Against Cincinnati, week 11, they gave up 27. They gave up 30 to Baltimore. They gave up only 19 to the Chiefs the second time around, interdivisional opponent. The Buccaneers put 40 on them. The Broncos in week 16 put 27 on them. So when you looked at other situations, and then of course the Texans dropped 32 on them in the wild card round. So when it came to playoff versus non-playoff teams, it was somewhere around like 12 points per game they gave up to non-playoff teams in the NFL last year, and they gave up nearly 25 a game to teams that made the postseason in the NFL. I think that has a lot to do with it. Look at their schedule this year. Of course, they've got the Chiefs coming up on Friday. You've got on the road against Vegas, Denver. They go to New York. They got to play the Commanders and the Dolphins back to back. Then it's Indianapolis, then Minnesota. They go on the road to Tennessee. They play the Philadelphia Eagles. They play Dallas. They've got Houston on a game at home week 17. I think that's a much more difficult schedule for your defense this year compared to last year. So it's put up or shut up time, I think, a little bit for the Chargers. I think they have collectively the third best defense in the AFC West.
I think so too. And I think the in those sort of cupcake games, the quarterbacks have more of an upside than they did last year on that Chargers schedule. Like Cam Ward as opposed to Will Levis,
right.
or Jackson Dart as opposed to who was playing for the Giants last. I'm drawing a blank, but
Daniel Jones,
sure.
Tommy DeVito,
sure.
Drew Locke, I think at one point or another.
Yeah. So it's guys like Tua who might not be a world beater instead of a guy like Aiden O'Connell. So I think there's a little more upside on the quarterback schedule, even in those easy games for the Chargers this year. I don't think they're replicating the success based on that discrepancy year over year.
I completely agree. 913-586-7965 is our number. Fesco and Dusty here on this Labor Day morning. Logan Weber filling in along with producer Nathan Williams. We're with you till 10 o'clock tonight. More coming up. We'll continue to talk Chiefs-Chargers in the lead up to Friday's game. We'll also get into some Kansas City Royals baseball talk because, yeah, yesterday didn't go too well. A 5-0 shutout loss for the boys in blue, but there could be some help on the way, and it's very, very intriguing, and we'll talk about that next here on 96.5 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.